This is The Record on KUOW with Steve Scheer. I'm Ross Reynolds. Governor Jay Inslee's decision to place a moratorium on the death penalty has prompted a strong reaction from the criminal justice community. Eldon Vale participated in 3 executions. He worked in corrections for 35 years, retiring as Secretary of the Washington Department of Corrections back in 2011. Eldon Vale, thank you so much for joining us.
Good to be here.
First of all, perhaps you could tell us a little bit about the executions you participated in. What was your role?
For the Sagastiki execution, I was in the command center in Olympia, Washington, when Joe Lehman was the secretary. For the Elledge execution, I was in the death chamber at the state penitentiary at Walla Walla. And for the Brown execution, I was the secretary again in the command center in Olympia and gave the order to proceed with the execution.
What did you think about the death penalty when you were part of carrying it out, Eldon?
Well, it's always been a troubling issue for myself and many others who work in the department. It's a little bit hard to describe the experience, quite honestly.
An execution is at the end of a very long legal process designed to promote justice. Did you feel as though justice was served in the executions you participated in?
No, not when you look at the folks who get the death penalty and the folks who don't get the death penalty. It's dependent on so many factors. Somebody in the last couple of weeks referred to it as a fatal lottery, and that's what it feels like when you're in the middle of the process.
So it feels to you as though it's unfairly applied?
Yeah, absolutely.
What do you think about the governor's decision to place a moratorium on death penalty cases here?
I think it was a very, very courageous stand, and I applaud him for taking it, actually.
Why?
Well, when you have to work with the issue of the death penalty up close and personal and think about your role in administering it, it gets you inside of the issue, I think, that most citizens don't pay much attention to. I mean, mostly the focus is on anger and a desire for vengeance because of some horrific act that's been completed. But when you are in a position where you have some responsibility for it, you begin to look at it in a much broader context. And I'm assuming that's what the governor did. I mean, ultimately, other than the courts, he's the person who can say yes or no to this action being carried out on behalf of all of us. And I, quite frankly, was proud of him that he took a stand based on that personal analysis, I think.
Governor Inslee's moratorium is only good as long as he is governor. It's not a permanent end to the death penalty in our state. What would you like to see happen in the interim?
Well, he raised the issue, and you know, you've got me on the phone today, and people are writing and talking about it, and I think that's a good thing. I would hope that the legislature takes it on and is honest with themselves about the process and makes the tough decision to abolish it in this state once and for all.
You know, in an op-ed that you co-wrote in the Sunday paper, you talked about all the reasons that one might be against the death penalty, and you say that the reason you kind of came down on that side is that it shouldn't be government making a call on who deserves to live and who deserves to die. Why do you think government should not be making that call?
I think we also use the phrase perfect moral compass in that editorial, and that was our effort to say the capacity of human beings to judge who is right and who is wrong and who is most guilty and who is less guilty is beyond all of us, and it shouldn't simply be a function of government.
You know, some critics argue that the death penalty is on the books here in Washington State. It is the law, and that the governor swore an oath to uphold the laws of Washington State. And by that argument, he's reneging on that oath that he took by putting a moratorium on the death penalty. What's your response to that?
Well, I think the current attorney general clarified that when he said that the action that the governor took was clearly within his legal authority.
You know, government does make a call about who deserves to live and die every time it sends a drone aloft in Pakistan to target a suspected terrorist. Government makes a call about who should live and die when it starts a military action. Why do you think the death penalty is different?
Because it's a much different process. I mean, if you want to have a conversation about war, I suppose we could do that. But that's not where I have spent 35 years. That's not what I'm most familiar with. I think it's apples and oranges in many ways.
Eldon Vale, thank you so much for taking the time to speak to us today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
Eldon Vail retired as Secretary of the Washington State Department of Corrections in 2011, and he supports the moratorium on the death penalty imposed by our Governor Jay Inslee. This is The Record on KUOW Seattle.